Scene 14, Ginger, 4:35 p.m. The inner room looked empty. I didn't have to go in to check its corners. It had the unmistakable look of emptiness, and my heart sank. I was bubbling over with resentment, and I wanted things straightened out right now. The good-looking black receptionist, or secretary, or whatever, was at her desk. I remembered her name. Sarah had called her Ginger. She was eyeing me with a controlled amusement, and I was quite certain she remembered me. "Can I help you?" she said. "I don't know. Can you tell me where Miss Vaskovic might be?" In my impatience, I found myself still stumbling over the name. I felt there was no use asking. She was gone. But Ginger said, "I don't know where she is, but I know she'll be back. Won't you wait?" Her voice was friendly, and she continued to be amused. I wasn't sure what it was she was amused about, but it made me feel uncomfortable. I sat down abruptly and fidgeted. I had nothing to read, and although I consulted my watch often enough, its capacity to console and distract me was sharply limited. Ginger's equanimity, her apparent warm and confident acceptance of the fact that Sarah would be back, was all that kept me in my seat after a while.